Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, XM Channel 80, and ESPNU. It's always our favorite time of the year when it comes to college basketball, Selection Sunday, right around the corner, and it's still really, really weird that Hall of Fame basketball coach Roy Williams is now retired but enjoying life outside of it. Always a pleasure to bring the Hall of Famer here, the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And Coach Williams, I'm not going to say who told me this, J. Williams, but he said that he saw you last week at Duke, North Carolina game, and he said you are really enjoying retirement. How's that going for you, my friend?
Well, he saw me that way before the result of the game. So
I caught you at the right time, Roy.
That's right. No, you know, I really am. I miss the coaching tremendously. I would do that for the rest of my life. My goal was to win a big tournament, walk in the locker room and celebrate, and then walk out and drop dead right before I had to go to the press conference. That would have been the way I wanted to go. But I just didn't feel like I was doing it as well at the end. I couldn't handle that. But in saying all that, and I do miss it tremendously, miss the relationship. I've really enjoyed my time with my children and grandchildren that I've never been able to do before. And so we've been on the move a lot. And, you know, I was there last night. So the games, I'm a lot more nervous. You know, during the game, I was never nervous a single day in my life. But, man, alive up in the stands. And I didn't have very much control at all when I was coaching, but I darn sure don't have any now.
Wow.
Roy, I wanted to ask you, obviously, the change of guard happening in the ACC. I was watching games last night, Tony Bennett now, one of the most senior coaches in the league, which is kind of shocking. But Coach K obviously retires. Jim Boeheim over the ACC tournament retires. You retire. What's been the most challenging aspect of making that transition and helping Hubert Davis kind of hit the ground running?
Well, as I say, I do miss the coaching part of it, being in the locker room, being on the bus, being on the practice court is what I really miss. But Hubert is just fantastic. He's the nicest person I've ever known in my life, who's also fiercely competitive. And I think that's a great match, and he has a tremendous love for North Carolina. Coaching, you got to get those guys out on the court to do exactly what you want them to do and exactly what you believe in for it to be successful. And we've struggled putting the ball in the basket, just like we did last night. We've struggled with some turnovers in the past. We struggled, you know, getting defensive stops when we had to. And, you know, so this season has just been so hard, I'm sure, on Hubert. I try to stay out of his way. I don't call him every morning. I don't show up and then sit behind the bench and yell the things, even though three times in 2 years I did jump up and yell at the players, and then realized where I was sitting, and I set my butt down so fast that it was ridiculous. But it's a hard job. Oh, my gosh, just the demands on the basketball coaches now. There's always been the pressure, and the pressure gets bigger and bigger every year. But just the way the game itself has changed with things off the court and things going on in Congress, and you don't know what your game's going to look like the next year. But I just think it's a hard, hard game. And those other guys want to win, too. You know, it's not just about North Carolina. Those other guys want to win, too. And I think we fail to see that at times.
Hall of Famer Roy Williams, former head coach of North Carolina, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Freddie Coleman today filling in for Max. Coach, obviously when you look at this team, this past North Carolina team, a lot of questions around whether this team will make the tournament. Returning a lot of the stars and core team of the team that last year went to the national championship team. I've said it before, I thought that between R.J. Davis and Caleb Love, when they play within themselves, I thought they were the best backcourt in the country. What happened from your perspective with this year's team?
You know, I think the expectations added more pressure to them, and I thought the expectations were okay. I mean, because we did just have a magical run last year, and it was that you expect to do that thing again. As an athlete, you expect to be great. And so I don't have the easy answer. If I did, I would have left it in a note in his chair in the office. But again, I'll say the ball didn't go in the basket a lot. Our shot selection sometimes sort of caught you by surprise. Some turnovers caught you by surprise. But again, you got to give the other teams the credit because, you know, you mentioned Tony Bennett being one of the senior guys in the league. Heck, he looks like he's 23 years old. So it's a great, great coach. He's won a national championship, you know. To me, just never got it going on a consistent basis. And I think, I don't go in and talk to the coaches, and I'm not in their coaches' meetings, but I think going out on the court one game to the next game, I would be surprised at what we had. There was not that consistency. There was not the things that, you know, the bread and butter that you could count on was not there every night. And they're great kids. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's kids that you love being with. But that's the one great thing. And there's not many great things about being retired because I did love it so much. But I go home at night, and a couple times this year I really had a hard time going to sleep, but I did go to sleep when I was coaching. I'd go wait till my wife went to sleep, and then I'd get up and go back in the office kind of thing. And so the great thing about coaching is this year is that it didn't keep me awake all night, but I will say some of those losses, it was hard to go to sleep.
Sounds like you want to get back into coaching, man. You mentioned missing at least coach 5-6 times in this interview. So I'm like,
if we go 2 more minutes, I'll mention it 5 minutes, 5 times more. No. And understand, you know what no is? No is a complete sentence. Mm. And the word there is no. I've approached 2 times in the last 2 years, and I said no early. I said no to my wife. I said no to everybody. I had my run. When I stopped, I did it my way. When I coached, I did it my way. When I lost, I did it my way. When I won, I did it my way. And but, you know, Keyshawn, I was a high school football coach for 3 years. And a golf coach, sponsor of the junior-senior prom in high school. So, you know, that's what's amazing to me. I coached for 48 years. Jim Boeheim coached for 47 years as the head coach at Syracuse. I mean, that's just that's mind-boggling to me. I was a high school coach for 5 years, a college assistant for 10, and then the head coach at Kansas 15 and North Carolina 18 to get my 48 years. But Jimmy coached at Syracuse for 47 years as the head coach.
Wow.
How much you think Coach Boeheim's going to miss it? You obviously, you know, you're 48 years. You know what it's like to miss that competition and be out there daily, game planning, being in there, meeting with your coaches. How much you think Jim Boeheim, after 47 years of coaching at Syracuse, how much you think he's going to miss it?
You know, I can't even imagine it. I really can't. First of all, I can't imagine coaching at that level for 47 years. You know, he had many opportunities to go out on the roof and jump off and didn't do it. So I think that it'll be hard for Jimmy, but Jimmy's an unusual dude. I mean, he really is. And that's meant in a very positive manner, and that's okay. You know, I love to play golf. Some guys hit that little draw to get to the middle of the fairway. Some guys hit a fade to get to the middle of the fairway. But there's different ways to get to the final result of being successful. And Jimmy did it his way. You know, the zone, even when it was bad, it was good because it took so much of your practice time to try to get ready for it.
Right.
And there was very few times that it was bad. And I just think that I cannot myself even imagine what he's going through. You know, and there's a lot of talk out there about the way it was done and things that are coming up. You know, I would like to say I just want to make sure that Jimmy's satisfied. He may like the way it's been done.
Yeah.
You know, he may be enjoying this. There's an old saying, do not condemn thy neighbor unless you've walked in his moccasins for 2 full moons. Mm. And that means you can't criticize anything because you don't know the situation. But I do know that on and off the court, Jimmy did so many things, and he'll stay involved with those things. I mean, the Coaches versus Cancer, we've been on the Coaches versus Cancer board for many years, and he was one of the leaders, one of the guys that raised more money than anybody kind of thing. Syracuse is in his blood. It's in his soul. I think that what he's done, it'll hit him one day, and all of a sudden he'll act normal, and he'll say, oh, my God, I did okay. You know, but I just want to make sure that he's happy with the whole thing. If he is not happy, if he is not feel good about it, then I think somebody should be ashamed, because what he gave that university for 47 years was success on the court most of the time, but he gave them recognition. He gave them respect. It was kind of thing, 47 years of pressure, but he was at a lot of schools. You know, the basketball program is definitely not the most important thing, but it is the front porch. It's what you see the most. And for 47 years, his front porch was viewed a great deal. So I have no idea. And he's a friend. I mean, we've played golf together. We sat across the poker table together. We've been on planes together. It's he's a friend and a guy that I genuinely love, and a guy that does so much for the game of college basketball. But he did so much for Syracuse. Again, Syracuse was in his blood and his soul, and he gave so much every single day.
Man, Roy, I feel like I got to get out there and tee it up with you. You talk about playing poker and cigars and, you know, and having a good round. It sounds like a good time.
Now, you said poker, and what was the second thing you said?
Yeah, you didn't say cigars. Maybe I was thinking cigars for myself.
Yeah, that's
fair. That's fair, Roy.
You know, I don't drink and I don't smoke.
I'll have the cigar.
I don't smoke, but I enjoy the golf course, and sometimes I enjoy the poker table and the craps table, too, but that's okay.
Now we're talking, Roy.
Oh, Coach, real quick, can I ask Coach something before you leave, Jay?
Well,
I was going to try to get you a job.
No, I don't want a job. Let me, Roy. I already have a job right here, Key, with you. Right, it does feel like when you left Carolina, you left on your terms, Coach. When I saw Coach K leave Duke, he left on his terms. It does feel to me like Jim didn't leave on his terms. Like, how does that make you feel overall? I know you kind of went into it slightly, but a guy like that deserves to leave on his terms after being a national champion in 47 years. Right?
Yes, I agree. And I tell you what, guys, you know who he beat to win the national championship? It was my Kansas team. I never forget in my life walking down to shake his hand. And I told him, I'm extremely sad for my team, but I'm very happy for you. And we shook hands and he said, thank you. He said, hell, you're going to win one down the road. Don't worry. Hell, you'll probably win more than one, kind of thing. But I'd be sad if Jimmy is sad. Like I say, you know, it may be the way he wants it. It may be what, you know, again, Jimmy's different, but he's a friend. And I've really enjoyed him over the years. And 47 years to me, as I say, I'm not going to sit here and condemn how it was done because I don't know. And I'm not going to criticize that. But the third or fourth day after I was retired, Jimmy called me. And my tail was sitting on the front porch in the beach in Charleston, South Carolina. And Jimmy thinks Syracuse is the beach. You know, how much he loves the place. But so to me, I'm going to wait one more day, and then I'm going to call it and see how it is. But I think you're exactly right. If it was not done the way Jimmy wanted it to do, then I'm going to be really sad.
A friend gave Roy Williams golf balls with the numbers 9-3 and 00 inscribed on them. And Roy Williams said, what does this mean? The friend said it was for 9 Final Fours, 3 National Championships, and 00 regrets. And Williams replied, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Coach, I wanted to ask you real quick before we let you go, though.
Okay.
Shouldn't you chase your dream, though? If you want to be a coach one day and a job opens up, shouldn't you chase that dream? Because Jay's dream is always the Georgetown Hoyas job.
Nope.
And really? It's open now. I think he should chase that dream. What do you think, Coach?
You know, I chased my dream, but it was different, Keyshawn, because the ninth grade I decided I wanted to be a basketball coach because my high school coach was so good to me and such a great example and made me feel good about myself and gave me confidence from a very difficult childhood kind of thing. And so I knew I wanted to do it in the ninth grade. I didn't wake up this morning and say, dang, I need to be an ESPN announcer. I may go chase that dream. I think it depends what's deep down in Jay's soul. Boy, if it's deep down in his soul, then you darn right. He should chase that. Guys, I ain't going to be on TV. I'm not going to be coaching again. You can find me with my family, with my 4 grandchildren, with my buddies on the first tee. And those kind of things are something that I'm really enjoying. And every day, I said, God, I really loved coaching. And we did okay. And that was a good way to look at it.
You did more than okay, Roy. Amen. And I will say that I think I may pass on the whole transfer portal and NIL lifestyle, okay? I don't know if that's
for
me,
Roy. Well,
I
will tell you this, and I'm sorry to talk so much. I apologize. But that had nothing to do with me making the decision to retire. Mm-hmm. But I knew it wasn't going to be as much fun. I mean, just every day, those kind of things, and what's going on. It's not as much fun, and I see Hubert and everybody on his staff. I either coached or recruited or helped recruit or something, And I think that every day, I think it wears on them. The losses are so much lower than the wins are high. Coach Dean Smith told me, said that was his only worry about me because I took the losses so hard as an assistant. And they were so much more difficult as a head coach. But with things that are going on now, it's harder to love every single moment of it. But so, Jay, you've got a nice, comfortable seat. It might even recline right there. You got that dream, boy. Go on and go for it. But if you don't have that 100% dream, keep your little old butt right there, boy.
Exactly right, Roy.
Coach Williams, it was an absolute pleasure, my friend. Continued success in retirement. Thanks so much, and thanks for joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks, Roy.
All right, Coach. All right,
you guys have a great day. Thank you.
Great stuff by Roy Williams, the Hall of Fame coach, 3 national champions. And like I mentioned, I love that story about the golf balls. Got 9-3 and 00 for 00 regrets.
This is about coaching. He said losses are so much lower than the wins are high.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A lot of coaches, like Pat Riley said, there's winning and then there's misery, and a lot of people have a hard time trying to find that balance between those two.
Just imagine Coach Jay Williams. Just those losses,
stuff.
Boy.
Just starting stuff.
You start
here.
To grow hair again.
Oh, my goodness. He's Keyshawn Johnson along with Jay Williams and Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman and Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. Keyshawn loves being cold in his hustle at the expense of Jay Williams. What is the coldest hustle out there? Your call's next at 888-729-3776 on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What is the coldest hustle out there in your humble and solicited opinion? We're about to find out here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. You going to be okay with it, Tevin?
You're going to be okay with it, Jay? Well, like Kevin Hart used to talk about the R&B videos back in the day. They would always point to you. Mm-hmm. And then leave the hand open?
Absolutely. That's
different
true.
Era,
that's
Jay.
What you were doing. Yeah.
It's a different era, Jay. That was a group. That was when a group of people, group of men, was singing about one dude's heartbreak.
See, can we talk? I really miss old school R&B.
Will you stop, Yates?
I really miss old school R&B, man.
Where's the lie? He's not lying.
Wait, he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
I know, but I know Yates.
We do. There's an ulterior motive behind that, Key. Yeah. Things can be true.
Yeah, I'm actually going to see the Legacy Tour on
when is that?
It's August. April 8th.
April 8th? Okay. All right. Yeah. You're going to be all in your feelings.
It started already, but I'm April 8th back at the crib.
Okay.
Just tell me again, Key, who's all part of the Legacy Tour?
It's going to be good.
New Edition.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Yeah, keep going.
Guy, which features Teddy Riley.
Right.
Yeah.
Aaron Hall.
Damon Hall, Aaron Hall.
Yeah, the original guy, yeah.
Keith Sweat.
Okay.
And a special appearance by Tank.
Nice. Mm.
Whatever that means.
Yep.
Yeah, because Tank's not from that era.
Whatever that means.
Nothing against Tank. Good dude.
Tank's my man, but I just think it's a – an add-on, like you said.
Yeah.
Gives us some new stuff. And then each individual in the Legacy Tour, all the individual acts. So everybody from Bell Biv-DeVoe, Ronnie, you know, nice. JG, all of them going to have their individual acts. And then Bobby will have his. And then when you get to Guy and Hall will have his, Aaron Hall will have his.
Right.
And then obviously Keith Sweat and whatnot.
Okay. Wow.
My body all over your body.
Donnie Gill and Keith Sweat can get together too.
Man.
Part of LSG. What's the coldest hustle out there other than what Keith's going to be a part of when that hustle happens, part of that legacy tour? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Kara in Indiana, what is the coldest hustle out there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
How are you doing?
We're good.
Doing great.
We're good. Thank you for asking, by the way.
Love the show. But you guys almost lost me. Come on, don't talk about pastors. There's some really good ones out there that
I stayed out of the pastors.
We didn't say it.
I left the pastors out. I'm not messing with it.
We don't want to stereotype athletes, and we don't want to stereotype certain
things.
That is true.
I'm going to leave it alone.
You're right, Kara. You're right.
I can't give them none of my money. I'm going to leave it alone.
So here it is. I work in Indiana. I would say one of the coldest hustles in the game that people don't know about is politics, because a lot of politicians don't make a lot of money, but they control where all the money goes. Mm-hmm. And that is a hustle because they put their people on. So I just say that so that we can pay attention to civic engagement. But also, guys, tell Baltimore to give that man his money and tell him to get an agent, please. Yeah. Tell
facts.
Him to get an agent.
Okay, Kara, come on.
As a lawyer, tell him to get an agent.
Kara Indiana brought that sauce. She brought
it. What I'm talking about.
And she's right about it in terms of politics, because people don't realize a lot of stuff that happens at the higher level, it gets started at the lower level. A lot of those laws and a lot of those things are made that affect elections and affect who can get a chance to run for president and be elected president.
Yeah,
that's
but that ain't
low
what
level.
She, yeah, that's a hustle, but that ain't what she really talking about. I understand what she's talking about.
No, that's part of the hustle.
That's part of the hustle, but
the full hustle.
When they putting their people in place, it's a hustle on a kickback. That's why she said they don't make a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
You know,
but they make
control all the money.
That's why I always tell people. You know, people are always like, "Oh, you should run for mayor." I said, "No, man, I'm gonna go to jail."
Yeah, you're too honest to be that,
man. Oh, man, I'm gonna go to jail because I'm gonna be signing all type of stuff for the people in the hood. I'm like, hey, man, Jay Will want to build what? Well, Jay Will, okay, here, Jay.
You need that tax abatement? I got you. Yeah, we'll figure
that
out on the back end. Yeah.
I'm going. Hey, I promise you, Freddie, I'm going to go to jail if I was in politics because I'm going to help people.
Right.
I'm gonna be like, "Oh, my homies. Oh, man, here you go, man."
Go build
the bridge. Go build the bridge. Yeah, we don't even need a bridge in L.A., but go build one.
$10 million bridge over a creek.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my boy said he needed.
I don't know how to build one. Don't worry about it. We got the money. We got the infrastructure.
Think about it. We got the money. Oh, I'll get it from the state. Don't worry about it. Just, you know.
All these
That's
tax,
why I, would, all I these, couldn't do it.
All these people show the Keys house with pitchforks and fire. Hell no, he's got to go.
Freddie, I am telling you the God honest truth. The feds will be at my door handcuffing me. You know how they go into the politicians' homes,
kicking
right?
The door.
And break them
Man,
out.
They would be kicking in my door because I would be doing so much illegal stuff in front of them. Oh, man, you can come.
That's how you have to do the illegal stuff, though. Can you do it right in front of everybody?
Freddie,
and say, this is
I'm
illegal.
Just, like Jay said, you moved to L.A. and you're like, oh, man. I said, what you want to do? You want to build a creek? I mean, you want to build a bridge over a certain park and a creek that, okay, here we go. We're getting ready to raise $400
million.
part of the building fund, part of the Keyshawn campaign. He's Keyshawn Johnson, and he wants to represent you. Keyshawn J. Willenbach.
I'm going to need representation.
There you are.
He's Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, and Freddie Coleman. And how close is Aaron Rodgers to becoming a Jet and continuing that hustle? And who will regret making that deal if it happens in the long run? That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. You got Keyshawn Johnson, got Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio. Don't forget about us on the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPNU. So now the waiting game really begins, involving not one but two quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers may be on his way to the New York Jets, and Lamar Jackson, where is he going to be? That's still open for debate right now. Let's bring in Peter King. Always does a great job as an NFL insider for everybody, not just for NBC Sports. Always a pleasure to bring him here on Twitter at Peter_King. And Peter, I'll start with Aaron Rodgers. When you heard about this, that this was going to potentially happen, about him being traded from Green Bay to the Jets, what were your thoughts?
Been in place for a while. You know, at the end of the season, when Adam Schefter was first to report that there was a good chance that Aaron Rodgers could be traded after being shocked originally, I just figure that history was repeating itself. Exactly 15 years ago this week, as it turns out right now, you know, Aaron Rodgers became the heir to Brett Favre, who announced his retirement. And eventually, Brett Favre obviously played for the Jets. And in a ridiculously eerie coincidence, it appears as though, that Aaron Rodgers' career in Green Bay is over. And if indeed it is, obviously the best chance he has is to go and play for the Jets. And to me, I think it's actually a really good outcome for both sides, because Aaron Rodgers goes to a team that has the prevailing offensive rookie of the year in Garrett Wilson, and a running back who there's a very good chance he would have been the offensive rookie of the year had he not gotten hurt in Breece Hall. He's got a young and growing offensive line. He's got his old offensive coordinator there in Nathaniel Hackett, and he's got a top five NFL defense. Why wouldn't he want to go? And so I think it's logical, and I think the Jordan Love era in Green Bay is probably, not certainly, about to begin.
Peter, you know, the Jets are chasing Aaron Rodgers around, and they obviously had conversations with Carr signs with the Saints. But what if Aaron Rodgers leaves them standing at the altar? What's next for the Jets?
The Jets are in huge trouble.
Yeah.
And Keyshawn, you're a veteran of the back pages beating the crap out of the New York Jets, and that's what'll happen. But then the Jets are going to have to rebound and probably overpay Jimmy Garoppolo. That's my guess. I think Garoppolo will get a lot of attention early on, but I'm sure the Jets are going to want to know the answer from Aaron Rodgers no later than Sunday night, because once free agency begins, I think they're going to want to know if they're going to have to go out and be aggressive and try to salvage this situation by getting, I'm assuming, Jimmy Garoppolo.
See, Peter, I just have a feeling, Peter, that Aaron is going to take his time, and that time is going to run out for the Jets, and they're going to end up having to make a decision, and that's why I think they're going to end up with Jimmy G. Right? Like, just
I think
a feeling.
That might happen. That might happen because, look, Aaron Rodgers has to understand that if the Jets do not get him and he doesn't make a decision by the start of free agency, and then you have a team like Vegas or Carolina, I don't know who, you know, round up the usual suspects who need a quarterback. My feeling is that Vegas would be quite aggressive trying to get Garoppolo. But having said that, I think that is why, you know, Aaron Rodgers is very used to having everybody just sort of wait for him and having things go his way. And it could happen again. I'm not saying it absolutely won't. The Jets have done a great job in keeping a lid on this. And so I don't know what they would do, but my gut feeling is they would tell Aaron Rodgers, we're going to have to know by Sunday night.
Mm. So, Peter, when you look at this situation that's going on in Baltimore, one would think that the New York Jets obviously would sniff around the Lamar Jackson situation. But then again, Joe Douglas, 10-year relationship with Ozzie Newsome, so he knows that the Baltimore Ravens aren't going to let Lamar Jackson walk out the building. So they probably won't even get involved in that because of those things. What happens to Lamar with this $32 million non-exclusive 2 first-round tags on him? Is he a Raven? Is he a somebody else? Like, what's going to happen?
I mean, my gut feeling is Lamar Jackson is not going to play for $32 million this year. So if that is the number, and if nobody pursues him and that's the franchise number, I doubt he would agree to play for that. Hmm. And I think then the Ravens would have to decide at that point, are we going to up the offer, sign him for 1 year, $40 million guaranteed, or whatever the number would be, I don't know. But what I advocated for in my column this week is I think the compromise that no one will love but everyone can tolerate is a 2-year totally guaranteed deal. The reason that the Ravens are opposed to a guaranteed contract is obviously the precedent it would set, in the market, in the league. But it's also because, you know, Lamar Jackson in the last 2 years has missed 34% of the snaps because of injury. Lamar Jackson has started and finished one game out of 12 in December and January of the last 2 seasons. That has to be a factor if you're talking about signing a guy to a contract with a lot of guaranteed money. No one seems to want to talk about that, but that's the reality of it. When you hear all these teams say, we're not interested, I can assure you that many of them, probably most of them, are thinking more injury and the recent injury history of Lamar Jackson than they are of guaranteed money.
Peter King from Football Morning in America. Hit him on Twitter, Peter_King on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Peter, before we let you go, we heard that Odell Beckham Jr. is holding a workout in Arizona. It's supposed to happen about 2:30 that time. What team do you think would be the best fit for him this upcoming season?
I think the teams that are really desperate for a receiver and need to use their draft capital on other things. And as crazy as it sounds, I think a 1-year contract, a reunion with the New York Giants makes a lot of sense. The reason I say 1-year contract is that Odell Beckham Jr. in the last 3 seasons, 2021 and 22, has averaged per season playing 7 games, catching 27 balls for 285 yards. He is a diminished asset right now. And he might be great again, but there's no certainty after 2 ACL surgeries in his age 31 year that he is going to be great again. So if I were him, I think a short-term contract with as much guaranteed as I could get in a place where you will step in and be urgently needed so you could put up some very good numbers. And that, to me, I think the New York Giants is a really good possibility.
Mm. Always do your thing, Peter. We always love catching up with you, my friend. Take care and be well, and thanks so much.
Thanks, Peter.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Great stuff by Peter King, Football Morning in America. Hit him on Twitter, Peter_King, joining us here in Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. We'll get to the coldest hustle, courtesy of your phone calls, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Key, bet $5 that you can't get through the read without messing up.
Why? What are we talking about? What read?
You have your read coming up.
You have this
up.
Read coming up from Champions.
I know, but I was waiting on the actual host to team me up.
I know. Just bet $5, though. Bet on yourself.
Bet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And go.
I'm waiting for you to say Champions Key. All right. Get ready. Get ready for a movie that's in a league of its own. The new comedy Champions, Woody Harrelson, stars as a hot-headed basketball coach who's in over his head when he's court-ordered to manage a team with intellectual disabilities and a whole lot of attitude. The movie is directed by Bobby Farrelly. I think that's...
You got it.
Farrelly, you got it. We got like nine different names on this. A director of Dumb and Dumber, and There's Something About Mary. So get ready to laugh, like Jay is doing, at a comedy that's nothing but net. Champions, only in theaters today, rated PG-13. Screenplay by Mark Rizzo, directed by Bobby Farrelly. I think that's right.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Only thing missing from this is blue lights in the basement. Alan's feeling some kind of way for the weekend, Alan Yates.
Going back to the crib, man, it's going to be a good weekend.
Yes, why would the old school R&B, was it always like,
That was just Jodeci. Yeah, it wasn't that was anybody Jodeci. Else.
You're right.
They were like Temptations like that. Yeah, but that was them. They were them. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We us here on ESPN Radio. The ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. I'm
telling you right now, back in the day, Jodeci came on. Just get the candles lit. It's that time.
Oh, the candles was already lit. You slow.
No, I like to light the candles.
Oh, the candles after are already. Everything is already set.
No. See, I don't want you to walk in and then. Let me go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Let me go ahead and stop myself before
you get in trouble myself.
Yes. The candles have already got to be lit because the aroma, the smell.
See, now,
it has to be already in the air.
But I don't want to set it up that way, though. I don't want you to walk in. I want the music on, and while the music's on, I'm going to talk to you.
Okay.
Now, see, that's come right.
And then
man,
I'm
going
like
to light
the candles
because like
now
slick,
you
man.
See it happening in real time.
So, look, so check this out. I know we always talking about the different people and the social media and getting at guys. And, you know, Kyrie obviously had a situation about gaming and whatnot on social media. So Pat Costello sent me this tweet from somebody. I don't know. It says, what is your favorite conspiracy theory? And some dude named, I think it's John Keating. Is that how you say his name?
I don't know.
Some dude.
You're reading it.
Why are you focusing on social media right now?
Well, because I'm looking at it because Pat sent it to me.
Yeah, he's not focused on social media.
Pat sent it to me.
Yeah. Somebody said something mean about you. That's why you said
it. The guy goes that I was actually a good wide receiver. That's a conspiracy
theory. Really?
I'm like, damn. I mean, like, savages out like
here.
Damn.
Those Twitter fingers, man, they savages out here.
Like, huh?
What did Kenny Smith
like, you
call
only
them?
Wish, you only wish you could put on a pair of my cleats and just walk around the grass in them.
See, kid, that's what happened to Kai. Somebody was like, oh, you need to learn how to play basketball. He's like, oh, you telling me how to play basketball. Got it.
That dude said, I wish I was good as a receiver.
Kenny Smith
I didn't pay. I didn't pay to go to Hawaii. The NFL paid me to go to Hawaii when the Pro Bowl was actually something.
Don't go down that.
It's funny. I love the stuff, though.
Right. Yeah.
I love that stuff like that when you get to have fun with people that say stupid things.
Yeah, those Twitter gangsters, they're just pseudos.
Can we finish up some of our calls?
Absolutely.
Coldest hustle out there, in your opinion, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That allows you to be heard here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. John in Indianapolis, what is the coldest hustle?
Uh-oh, another Indy call.
Yep, Indy. Yeah. Indy.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Doing good.
I'm sorry. I'm a little embarrassed. I was at a stoplight and somebody saw me licking ketchup off my shirt. So I'm kind of off my game. I'm just being honest, guys. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Good.
Yeah, we love honesty.
It happened. But I honestly think that Coldest Hustle is the offering plate, for real. And I know somebody said something about church. You kind of stole my thunder, but you know, hey, you can't buy your way into heaven, but you got to tithe 10% every week, and then you get everything back tenfold. Guess what? I've been tithing my whole life, and I'm still driving a Honda CRF.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, though, Keith. There are those moments where you be at church, you be like, man, this is about the fourth time I done seen an offering plate come around.
Yeah, going about your business. Now
the
they're trying to help the community and stuff, Jay. They got to get the money out and put into the foundation to be able to help the community in Sunday school kids and the books and the things that they need. And,
so I understand at the same time,
they also have to pay that lease payment on the Rolls Royce, one for the wife and one
there
for.
There we go.
No, what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. I'm like, there we go.
That's part of them doing their business. They got to be paid to do their services and deeds as well.
Everything's going to be all right.
In fact, I think they taxed on that money too, aren't they?
Now, that's a good question. Joe in Ohio, go to the coldest hustle, my friend.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, big fan.
Appreciate
it. In fact, y'all remind me of me and my boys debating and clowning each other all the time.
You got to have fun in this life, brother.
About everything.
No doubt. No doubt.
But Chris Rock said it best. The coldest hustle is insurance. I'm going to pay you in case something happens. You're going to hold my money. And if something happens, you're going to give me some of my money back. And then I still got to pay a deductible. You're going to try to cheat me on how much you give me back. Like, if it's a car accident, you're going to be like, oh, well, from the time you got the insurance, you got a few more miles on the car. You had an accident, you spilled coffee on your floor mat, so I'm going to take money off because the floor mat stained.
So, Joe, I was saying this to Kid and Freddie earlier. It's like you go to Best Buy, like, I'm going to get a TV, right? You're like, oh, I made a TV, yeah, I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. All right, boom. And then you get up there, like, how much TV cost? Like, all right, put that in your credit card, boom. Like, You want that extra insurance in case anything happens for another $100? You'd be like, no. And sure enough, my TV break. I'm like, see, that's why you gotta get it though. I know, but I don't want to get it.
Exactly.
Think about what just happened to me and the dog. We have insurance, but we got the worst pet insurance. So now I have to come out of pocket.
Insurance is the hustle, man.
See,
I thought the same thing. But then guess what happened? I had to come out of pocket.
For the surgery, see that?
I had to come out of pocket. And it hurt.
Insurance. Yeah, it hurt.
Because you know me, I'm like, I can get,
you
said,
I get 10 dogs
right
for the price
yeah,
of
that. But, I mean, come on, man.
But as long as Fluffy is taken care of,
well, my
that's
kids
all that
be
matters.
Happy. Yeah,
there you go.
Happy.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
see,
but
yeah.
I could have figured out how to expose that without.
Greedy
damn,
with
House
Mike
Sauce
Greenberg.
Freddy, I love you, man.
We love you guys. Always appreciate you
see
guys
you
having me on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Don't
year.
Start that. This is ESPN Radio
and
ESPN App and ESPN U.
Hot Sauce Freddy.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.